Hey, Kyle, I pulled a prank on you.
Hey, Kenny, how'd you pull a prank on me?
I pulled a prank on you, Kyle.
How? What? What?
I just tweeted, we're not live, April Fools.
All right. So, it is Wednesday.
It's not Wednesday. April Fools.
It's Friday. April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2015.
Does this just give you full reign to mess up and then go, haha, just joking?
Yes.
Sweet.
We're live right now, though, if you'd like to tune in. Kenny,
that's
was
no joke.
He was joking, in fact, but we're live right now. Goodstuff.fm/live. We're actually live most of the time, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, which is where this program is based. How you doing? Have you fallen victim to any April Fool's Day pranks? Because obviously that is the top story today.
I haven't fallen victim to anything. I am 100% skeptical of everything. I'm taking everything with a grain of salt. In fact, if anybody tells me anything serious today, just know I'm not gonna believe you. It's April Fool's Day. Today is the day you cannot have groundbreaking news.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Because then everyone's like, does he really mean it? Or is it a joke? Who knows? I don't want to be on the bad side of this where it is serious news and then tomorrow it comes out. It's like, no, that was really serious news. You should have been paying attention.
Already not taking you seriously. Already.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah,
that was pretty accurate there.
Yeah, huh? You're right. It's almost like people are pranking you like this.
Is this a burrito or a dog?
I don't know. Not sure. That's
a surprise.
You'll find out after.
Kyle, you can't do that.
After you eat it.
Oh, it's terrible.
I've got a couple of facts real quick before we get to the headlines about April Fool's Day around the world, since the internet seems to be where most of the jokes are now centralized.
Oh, yeah.
Here is how it works around the world, or at least used to. In the UK, an April Fool's joke is revealed by shouting, April Fool! Just like that.
Shouting at the person? Like directed at the person?
Yes. You are an April Fool! Yes, but in the UK, different from, I guess, here, or now at least, joking should be ceased by midday.
Oh, that's good. I like that rule.
A person playing a joke after midday is the April Fool themselves.
That's the best I've seen.
It gets very convoluted after midday.
So noon.
Set your clocks. Set your clocks. So I guess they're done already, pretty much.
I guess in the world, they would be done.
Yes.
Yes.
In Ireland, it is tradition to entrust the victim of a prank with a quote, important letter to give to someone else. This is a tradition in Ireland.
Uh-huh.
Then that person, the person who you gave the letter to, would take it to another person and so on. The letter, when it was finally opened, which I don't know when that would be, I guess April 2nd, maybe, would say the words, send the fool further.
What?
So it'd be kind of like an email, I guess, nowadays.
Yeah, it's a chain letter.
Those are definitely not a joke, right?
Yeah, don't do that, Kyle. Don't open the chain letter.
Mm, okay, chain mail. Oh.
I get it.
Wow. Super delayed. Super delayed getting.
Go ahead.
You ready to move on to today's headlines?
You know what? I certainly am. And these are headlines that you can take seriously, guys.
Yes.
I'm gonna start with that. No April Fools. We're going to play it like it's afternoon in the UK right now.
But it's
go ahead.
But it's not. It's only 7 a.m. Don't you're already
in the UK. It is afternoon currently. So okay. We're going to play it like these are serious.
Hello, UK.
These are today's headlines.
Google has reversed one of its April Fool's Day pranks after it caused a number of Gmail users to unwittingly insert GIFs or GIFs into business emails and other important communications. Uh-oh, here's how it worked. Quote, today, Gmail is making it easier to have the last word on email with mic drop. Simply reply to any email and send the new send plus mic drop button. Everyone will get your message, but that's the last you'll ever hear about it. Yes, even though folks try to respond, you won't see it. End quote.
I like that. I like whatever voice Google has, I like that a lot.
Well, you'll hear it later, too. Mm. The issue is it replaces the send and archive button.
Right.
And any email... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say the send and archive button is an actual feature, like a real feature that people who use Gmail use.
Yeah, and disappeared. And any email sent with mic drop is immediately and irreversibly muted. Replies skip the inbox and no way to unmute. Google, to its credit, has been open to feedback and has acted quickly to remove the feature. Quote, well, it looks like we pranked ourselves this year. Due to a bug, the mic drop feature inadvertently caused more headaches than laughs. We're truly sorry. The feature has been turned off. If you're still seeing it, please reload your Gmail page.
What? Wow.
There you go.
That's awful. Terrible and awful. Yeah, people...
Boo on Google.
Boogle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What were you going to say? You were going to say something.
I was just going to say people in internet power fame were making this a big deal. And that's why Google kind of buckled under the pressure. Lots of people complaining.
Buckled. Okay. Moving on, Kyle. Nintendo's first iOS game, Miitomo, is now available in the United States.
What is that voice?
My headline voice. After a soft launch in Japan earlier this month, Nintendo's first app designed for iOS devices, Miitomo, is available for download. It's a free-to-play social-based app that allows players to create and customize avatars, known in the Nintendo world as Miis. Using their Mii, players can chat with one another through the Miitomo app and play mini-games. The goal is to earn coins and tickets to work towards purchasing new outfits for one's Mii. And while also answering questions and creating Mii photos with that information being shared with friends. Nintendo plans to release additional games for the smartphones in the future. Following its first experiment, Kyle, have you downloaded it? Have you played it? Are you there?
That was both of those were leading tones in which I believed that you were going to say something additional.
No. Have you played it?
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I have played it.
Uh-huh. And what do you think? Doesn't matter.
I don't
know. After 10 years of waiting, Tesla has revealed the Model 3, the vehicle that CEO Elon Musk hopes will take the electric car to the masses. Tesla says that over 130,000 pre-orders, buyers need only put 1,000 down, have been placed, and that number will continue to rise. The base car will do 0 to 60 in less than 6 seconds, with versions that go, quote, much faster. Range will be at least 215 miles, and Tesla hopes to exceed those numbers in the final car, which will be released by the end of 2017, and it says it will have a total of 7,200 superchargers. Now, these superchargers... That is their charging stations, I believe.
Yes, correct.
And they're high speed superchargers because it's all about going where you want to go, according to Musk.
Is it? Is that why cars exist? Okay.
That's a very broad statement. Thank you, Elon Musk.
Did you buy one?
I didn't buy one. I don't have $1,000 to put down.
All right, fine.
I want one, though.
Okay.
It looks amazing.
Does it?
And I would be fine with the base model.
Yeah.
Swag.
Facebook Messenger. God, this is the last headline. Facebook Messenger gains airline information bot. This is a new feature that they added on Wednesday and allows users to receive booked flight information updates. The instant messaging service's first airline bot enables KLM Royal Dutch Airlines customers who have booked tickets through the airline's website to have all their flight information delivered to a dedicated thread within the app. Now, I looked at this and I liked the design, and I really hope that this is where they're headed with Facebook Messenger. I hope that it turns into another, like, it's going to be Facebook's Siri, right?
Sure. Well, they announced that Facebook M thingy where you can message somebody named M and they'll do stuff for you. There was that, right? That was sort of a chatbot thing.
Yeah. And so I just hope that this is the first step towards maybe a more stable version of something that you were just explaining. M.
Maybe. KL. They added the letters K and L to it now. So it's triply good. Well, Microsoft actually, yesterday announced that they're going headfirst into bots on Skype, bots on Twitter, whatever, bots everywhere, all the bots.
Yeah.
So I guess Facebook is going down the bot train now.
I hope that it's good, but I hope that it doesn't turn into just a fad. Like, all the companies now make bots, and then it turns out that was a terrible idea. We shouldn't have done that. We're moving on to another thing now.
Are you sad that we made a bot,
Garko?
Garko is not a bot. Garko is an entity. Garko is life. Garko is pizza.
What? Yeah, yes, he is. You know what else is pizza?
What's pizza?
Feed Press. Feed Press is pizza.
That's right.
You got to tell them. It's simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS pizza and analytics and pizza hosting platform. Because why not? Let's face it.
April Fools.
April Fools. Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess you might be feed burning your pizza right now if you keep your feed hosted over on the probably dying Google owned service known as Feed Burner. Get it off there. Get it out of there. You don't need that anymore. Bring it over to Feed Press. First, I'm gonna walk you through it now slowly. First, visit feed.press, wait for you to type that in, /
Science. It's time for some trivia.
Whoops, hotkeys.
feed.press/morningshow. You want me to type in morning show now?
No, I don't want to type in anything.
Okay, I won't do that. And then you'll sign up and try it for 14 days without any contracts or commitments. You'll get analytics. You'll get podcast hosting for $8 a month for the podcast and $4 a month for the analytics of your RSS feed. And together, when you do decide to buy, you'll use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during checkout to get 10% off the entire year that you have that account. So if it starts now, you'll wake up on April 1st and that'll expire. It'll be a sad day, but you know, it'll be probably the highlight of your day, and you won't really know whether or not it's true or not. You won't know what to do. But trust me, it's true because you signed up. feed.press/morningshow. Please, would you do it? Are you going to do it? Can you do it?
I'll do it, Kyle.
Would you do it? Just, yeah.
I'll do it, Kyle.
You're the only one who can
April
right now.
April Fools.
Can I type again?
Yeah, let's hear you type.
Weird news.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just the Heraldina keyboard?
Yeah, it's the Heraldina keyboard. H-A-R-L. Harl.
Harl.
Mm-hmm. I've got some facts for you. Are you ready?
Carl.
What's that?
What?
Carl. Sugar?
No.
You don't
watch The Walking Dead?
No. Who?
Who?
Sir, do you have a family of ferrets in your house? No, they're all dead. Oh, okay, good. Just move along.
Is that how it goes?
No. So it's Rick, the main character.
You want to tell
his
me?
His son's name is Carl.
Yeah.
And the accent that the actor uses makes it sound like he's saying coral.
Ooh.
Like the sea. From the sea.
Like
from
the ocean. Like the draw.
Coral.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's just funny to replicate that.
I don't.
Coral.
No, that's what you sound like.
Okay, good.
Kenny, the most popular theory about the origin of April Fool's Day involves the French calendar form, apparently, of the 16th century. The year is 1564, and France is thinking about what's going on with our calendar. We need to move the start of the year from the end of March to January 1st. So the idea was that people who failed to do this, to move the start of their year back like 3 months, would be known then as April Fools, because they would be kind of celebrating that brand new year around the week of March 25th to April 1st. Now, this is a theory. This isn't necessarily fact, but I figure we should talk about it. We should
That's
discuss.
That's pretty good. I would agree with that. That would be a good origin. If it turns out to be true and there was like half the population was left. Actually, no, I wouldn't say half. I would say about seven. It was like probably 70-30, like 70% went, all right, January 1st, new year. We're good with that. And then you had 30% who just didn't do that. And they all celebrated on April 1st. And so the 70% looks at them. The majority looks at them and goes, you guys are just fools. April Fools.
Mm-hmm.
With the music.
But wouldn't they be January Fools at that point? Because you would be the one calling them fools.
Why would they be January Fools?
Because they don't know that it's January.
No.
New Year's
Fools. No, Kyle. The 30%, they're still celebrating on April 1st that it's a new year. But no. It had already been a new year.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 70% are like, what are you guys doing? This was 3 months ago.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I could see that. Do you have a French accent from 1564 available in that repertoire?
Probably not.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Sounds a little bit like
I'll go that. Off that actually.
Mm-hmm. In Italy, here's another fact for you. In Italy, France, Belgium, and the French-speaking areas of Switzerland and Canada, there's something known as the April Fish. Now, this is where people try and attempt to attach a paper fish to the victim's back without being noticed. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise?
It's a fish.
Yeah, it's a fish.
That's the sound of a fish. The fish are even featured in many late 19th and early 20th century French April Fool's Day postcards.
So is it like, ha-ha, I put a fish on your back, ha-ha, you know, an April Fool.
Boo-ba-da-doo-ba-da-doo. Yep.
Hey, whoa, hold on. don't you know it's April Fool's? Blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to try it anymore.
Okay, thank you. Those were good, though. I liked those. I did. I really did. So a fish, an April fish. Have you ever seen a fish on April Fool's Day?
Have I? That's a general statement, isn't it?
It's a loaded question.
Have you ever seen a fish on this day in history? Is this a burrito or a dog?
Or a fish?
No, I don't. I've never seen any evidence of this tradition.
Here. Oh, I think I did find the fish. It's on your back. But it's slowly dying.
Okay. All right.
Have you ever pulled an April Fool's Day prank?
April's Fool's Day pranks, Kyle?
Yes. You know, I had to.
Today's we plurals everything.
Well, some of the articles, see, you can even see it in the stuff I've posted here in the notes. One of them is possessive, as in fool apostrophe S, and one of them is fools apostrophe. So it's just, I don't know. The internet couldn't decide.
Because it's a bunch of fools' day. Like, that's the day of the fools.
That is correct. So the correct, as in Wikipediaized version of that, is the fools apostrophe. It's at the very end of that.
S apostrophe.
Yes. S apostrophe.
Because there's just a lot of fools.
S apostrophe.
With the apostrophe before the S, it's just there's just the one fool. There's the one guy.
Yeah.
On today.
So can
we
you,
don't know who that is. We're going to find out. It might not. Might be me.
Hmm.
Do you want it to be?
Hmm. Okay. I've got some national food things to go over. You ready for this?
Oh, here we go.
Things are about to get serious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it is the first day of the month. So we're going to go over, Kenny, some of the national food month days.
Okay.
Hmm.
Four days?
Yeah, national food months. But it's not months. It's a month, National Food Month, for April.
Here's what you say, Kyle.
Okay, let's try this again. It's a National Food Month.
I don't think it's a National Food Month. I think these are food-related monthly celebrations.
Okay, I'm not. I'm just still not doing it properly.
Okay,
Do you want to move on?
Tell me about the National Month things, Kyle.
See, I
can't get it right either.
You can't even do it.
Now you know how it feels. Now you know, Kyle.
This month, Kenny, is National Florida Tomato Month.
Can I use that Florida tomato on anything, Kyle?
You could use it on a National BLT Sandwich Month.
Oh, you know what goes really good with the BLT? Something salty and not necessarily a firm, but what could it be, Kyle?
I need to tighten up.
I have no idea what you say there, but it's funny. You could line the outside of your BLT with a National Soft Pretzel Month.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyle, I'm allergic to a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I need you to tell me about another kind of month.
Well, you may be able to, as a side dish instead of, because of your gluten intolerance, you could have some beans perhaps, because it is also National Soy Foods Month.
Oh, that's good. But you know what? I'm going to throw all of that out the window and I want just a really unhealthy, just melty dish.
Melty.
Yeah.
Buttery.
Sir, do you have a family of ferrets in your house? No, they're all
Why
dead.
Why do you keep using that?
Good. Just move along.
I'm thinking of dead, melted ferrets.
Oh, gosh.
It's also, and that's really the way that I wanted to segue into National Grilled Cheese Month.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Mm. Now, the cheese itself, however, is probably grilled in this scenario, and it is not the type of grilled cheese that is in between two soft pretzels. It's just,
right.
It's just grilled cheese. Have you ever had just grilled cheese, like the cheese itself is grilled?
I don't think that's how it works.
No, that is how it works. I've done it.
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah, I'll show you. It's okay. It's called a cheese skirt.
Oh, cheese. I've had cheese skirt. I get that.
Oh, I can smell your breath from here. Why?
I'm sorry. It's because I was celebrating early.
What were you celebrating, Kenny?
National Garlic Month, Kyle.
Oh, all right.
I've had enough this morning for the entire month.
Yes, you have. Did you make the same sound?
I think I did.
Oh, boy. All right. And I also, this is not the entire month, but April 12th through 18th will be known as National Egg Salad Week.
I don't like egg salad.
Why? What don't you like? Oh, mayo.
There you go. You found it, Kyle. You discovered the culprit. No, thank you. Okay.
It's mayo.
But Kyle, what's today?
Today, Kenny. Bubba da bubba da ba. Where's that one?
Bubba da bubba da do.
Today's National Day is Happy National Soylent Green Day.
You gotta tell them. Soylent Green is people!
That's right. Soylent Green is actually the original people food for the masses.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. The Soylent Green Biscuit Company, famous snack, has been a cult classic since its inception in 1973. People everywhere were delighted to have this affordable snack that tastes just like grandma's. Mm.
Oh.
Here's some food finds, some foodie facts about Soylent Green. You ready for these?
Yeah, lay it on me, Kyle.
Okay, Soylent Green, Kenny, was introduced in 1966, and it is usually considered the original green food. You know, all these hippies are like, man, I need some organic green
Jeez.
Food.
Mm-hmm. All these hippies.
Yep. They don't like that, but they do like grilled
cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It was first marketed, the Soylent Green, as a, quote, miracle food for the high-energy plankton from the high-energy plankton gathered from the oceans of the world. Which does, that sounds about right. I could see that actually happening. Oh, by the way, this is all a joke.
Why did you say that in the middle of it? You got to wait till the end.
Mm. Throughout the years, Kenny, the company has adopted many different slogans. The Soylent Green Biscuit Company.
Mm-hmm.
Here are a couple. You want to read these with me? We can popcorn back and forth forever.
Sure.
I will start. Food for the people. By the people. Make room. Make room for green. It's easy being green.
Well, are you Clint Eastwood?
Yes. You're in good hands with Soylent. That's creepy. I don't like that one. I don't like that one
Thank
at all.
Thank you.
Mm, Batman. Have you seen that? I went and saw that.
Nope, I haven't seen it yet. Do not spoil it, anything, but I don't really care.
You can find many recipes for homemade Soylent Green, but there's nothing like the real thing. That's, I guess, a fact here. This is getting, I don't know what else to do with this. It's said to be Charleston Chew's number one snack. Keeping mass quantities in his home. The Soylent Green Biscuit Company is planned on world distribution by 2022. Now, all of this, indeed, is a joke. However, there is something called Soylent, which is not a joke, which you can, in your own right, consume. I would not be surprised, however, if I went to Soylent's website today, that they had a green variety.
Yeah.
You want to check on that? Let's do
sure.
It.
I'll
Soylent.
Go for that.
Kenny, today is also, I can let you know, because we're covering all of the national days, because why not? Mm-hmm. Today's National Sourdough Bread Day.
Oh, awesome.
If you want something real serious to eat.
And not green.
No, I went to their main website here. It's still white.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. 2.0.
Yeah, they've been at 2.0.
When are they going to jump up to 2.1 or even 3.0?
If you're on their beta program, maybe you get it before everybody else.
Right. It's a test flight.
Did you get emaciated and die? Sorry, it's still in beta.
Yuck.
Can I play the ferret one again?
Go ahead, Kyle. Play the ferret one for the third time in the show.
Sir, do you have a family of ferrets in your house? No, they're all dead. Okay, good. Just move along.
Move along. Thank you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Kenny,
I don't know.
I'm ready to move on to something fun. As I bring the music back, you like that? I make sure that we're serious when it comes to the foods and national days and things like that.
Even though today was a joke?
Even though today was a complete and utter joke, full stop.
Yeah.
But now we get to talk about something that is not a joke. Kenny, it's up vote, down vote. That's right. And
that's so good.
What do you think about this? I'm going to talk to you about a couple of trending stories right now, and this is really what has been trending over the last couple days. Chipotle, our favorite Chipotle, they've trademarked something called Better Burger, and it'll be, I guess, a new food chain that they're coming out with. They say it's okay. a growth seed for the company. It's a growth seed, Kenny.
Are they going to grow burgers from a seed?
You put the seed in the ground, and then is it a dead ferret or...
Dum, 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 dum.
Or what?
All right, so what you're saying is that Chipotle wants to now go into burgers?
That is correct.
Would it be the same... I think it would be the same style as Chipotle, where you start at the front and you say, I want... What else can you get other than a burger?
You would just get a burger. You get a better burger, in fact. You wouldn't get just a burger.
I guess you could say what kind of bun you wanted. Like, they could offer, like, Texas toast or Asiago. No, Asiago. That's cheese.
Yeah. You could do Asiago.
What's
why are you snapping? What are you snapping
for? I'm trying to think of the word.
Why are you snapping? There's...
I can't think of the word.
Why are you snapping?
Anyway,
ciabatta.
I would be a ciabatta, Chipotle ciabatta. Duh, that was the word I was trying to think of.
I knew you were. I was just not.
It was the tip of my Chipotle. So anyway, I think I would be really interested in a chain that was exactly like Chipotle, just burgers.
I've
that
got
would
one
be really cool to me.
I've got one for you. Here's one. A chain.
Okay, great. So based on just that, I'm gonna upvote now. Do you have any other information for me?
Yes, I do have some other information for you. So they've only trademarked Better Burger. They haven't done anything with the Better Burger brand yet, but they've got two other franchises that are currently operating right now. One called Shop House and one called Pizzeria Locale. So, let's see. Shop House is a Southeast Asian food chain opened in 2013. And Pizzeria Locale, which specializes in wood-fired pizzas, has a couple of locations in Denver and Boulder. How did we not go and have that last year? What is wrong with us?
I don't know.
Maybe they hadn't opened yet. We were in the wrong locale. We're still in the wrong locale. I'm in the wrong pizzeria. Someone help me.
I'm having pizzeria right now.
No, you're not. Please don't. No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
So you're going to go ahead and upvote that one? You like that?
I really hope that Better Burger turns into something.
I hope so as well.
What? Am I in a bathroom there?
you don't like that one?
Am I either in a church or like a cafeteria or something?
I try to make it sound like the other one, kind of chorusy, kind of sing-songy. You don't like it?
You gotta like layer it. You gotta change it so I harmonize on my own voice.
Okay, all right. I'll change you later.
Okay, great. Upvote anyway.
All right, I'm gonna upvote this as well because I don't know what Chipotle will bring to the burger business. I would love to see a burger assembly line.
Yes.
Here is a fridge laser. Who added the fridge laser? Korea Advanced Institutes of Science and Technology added the fridge laser. It's a fridge mountable laser, in fact, that detects the squirming movements of microbes on the surface of your chow, as explained by Ars Technica.
Is this going to be implemented in other Chipotles?
No, they're going to be just replaced with robots. Okay. Yeah, gosh, you know, Chipotle, let's pause right here. Pausing. If you're wanting to get into food that could potentially not make people sick, burgers could possibly be the single worst choice that you could have ever made.
Why is that?
Because of the raw meat, bro.
You cooked the meat, Kyle.
Okay, yes, you do, but you also cook the meat at a Chipotle, and they've had problems.
But that's not where the problems came from.
You don't know
that. The problems came from the vegetation.
No, you don't know that.
It was E. coli.
No, it was norovirus as well.
Oh, that's right. It was norovirus. It wasn't E. coli. Well, there was E. coli, though.
You don't know.
Or was that Costco?
It was.
We're mixing all of our food problems here.
I know. Oh, I have so many food problems. The method, though, can I move back into the...
back to the fridge laser.
Back to the fridge laser. This method, they say, is cheap, easy to use, and requires no contact with the contaminated food. You just, it's the ideal solution, I guess, to a common health problem, according to the authors of this. So, can you imagine a laser inside your fridge that just says, like, oh, it looks like that bread's got a little bit of mold on it. I'm just going to go ahead and zap that real quick.
Excellent.
Would you want that? Would you get in the fridge and say, like, what's wrong with me? And then it would zap you.
I would be really afraid of it like misfiring or
malfunctioning
and either it destroys my food completely,
mm-hmm.
or while I'm opening the fridge and I'm reaching in for my food, it goes, you are bacteria, and it tries to laser me. Right, that would be horrible.
It would be horrible. I'm thinking, though, if they made this laser powerful enough, you could just be on the outside of the fridge and say, I would like to reheat that yellow curry that I had from 2 days ago that I know could possibly, I mean, it's probably turning, so you should be eating it anyway, but I press a couple of buttons on the outside of it, and it zaps it inside the fridge, and it cooks it in its container in the fridge.
Oh.
And then I just reach in and I grab it. And it's the perfect temperature. It's not too hot, not too cold.
All right.
Like, you know, it's like when you when you've got something hot and you've got something cold, you can eat that hot thing after drinking a cold beverage. Have you ever done that? Like you increase your tolerance 15-fold for hot foods because you are drinking something cold. Have you done that before? Like on purpose?
Explain further here, buddy.
Okay. So you are you're eating a dinner, a lovely dinner, a nice hot, let's see, something saucy, maybe a pasta. Pasta's or soup. Soup. Uh-huh. Let's go with soup. Yeah. A very hot soup. Someone who just boiled the heck out of it.
Yeah.
You get it and you slurp a bit and it's way too hot. Way too hot.
Okay.
So you reach for your ice cold glass of water.
Uh-huh.
Very cold. Like there's condensation on the outside of it. Okay. It's a little warm in the restaurant.
Wow, you're really going into detail here.
And you grasp the water glass and take a giant swig, but such that you are coating your tongue with the cold water and almost it's like going to the dentist and getting numbed up, but for your tongue. And maybe for the roof of your mouth as well. The two most vulnerable spots for a hot food. And then you put that water glass down. You're done. You're all numbed up. And then you go for the soup. And you can totally taste the soup.
See, what I do, Kyle, is I just pour the ice cold drink into my hot soup. And then I'm good.
Okay. That works as well. That's like people who put ice cubes in their coffee. I'm not saying I haven't done it. But I'm not saying that it's a good idea either.
What about coffee cubes?
Are they cold or are they...
Yeah. Like iced coffee cubes. You've made those before, right?
Yeah. Yes. But no. We're talking about...
What if you put those into your coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Into your hot coffee?
Maybe.
Not just ice. Not just water ice cubes. I'm saying the coffee cubes.
What if you made milk cubes for your hot coffee?
Like a creamer cube?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Milk shards, though, are a real thing. Shards of milk.
Yeah, for sure.
Ugh. It's like dead ferrets.
Upvote.
Up.
Moving on.
Upvote. In the bathroom. I agree.
Oh, wait, before you move on.
Yeah,
before you move on.
Ooh,
The Star Wars The Force Awakens is available for digital purchase today.
Oh, well, I wasn't prepared for this.
And, Kyle, I purchased a pre-order for the digital version on my PlayStation 4, and I can watch it right now, so I might just leave and start watching it right now.
Okay.
And I, can watch it in the browser, so I don't even have to leave my computer.
Wherever you want, because you bought the movie, and you're gonna watch it. Yes, you are. How much did you pay for the movie, Kenny? Tell me right now.
$15, Kyle.
All right.
Oh, man.
We're just moving on. I'm going to let this play out. Just keep going.
Oh, no, I can't. No, move on, Kyle. I'm out of coffee. I'm not tolerating the horn here.
Oh, gosh. Move on.
I will, Kenny. Over to over to Whataburger. Whataburger, you ask? Whataburger. And no, this was a hoax that made its way around the internet on Wednesday, I believe. It was a picture making the rounds on social media, purporting, according here to cron.com, to be an official missive from the San Antonio-based Texas icon touting $1 Whataburgers just for March 29th. This is a very interestingly worded article. Thank you, Strange.
Missive is like a memo, Kyle.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't be so dismissive about missives.
If you highlight it, missive, a letter, especially a long or official one. This is using a sentence. He hastily banged out electronic missives.
That I like that. I will add that to my.
I did the force click on my MacBook and
you awakened it.
It does it even. Yes, I awakened the force click.
Mm.
The force click awakens. I'm going to leave. I'm going to watch it right now.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Clicked it. Oh, I missed it.
Whataburger had to take to Twitter to stomp out this rumor of $1 Whataburgers. I've never been there. Have you been there?
I haven't. I haven't been to San Antonio, Co.
Mm. That's true.
Isn't this like Texas only?
Yes. No.
It's like the Southwest version of In-N-Out, right?
That I cannot say is accurate. I'm not sure.
I'll look it up. But okay. I'm going to upvote this for the fact that Whataburger actually had to come out and
say something.
Disprove. Yeah.
People writing articles about a fake coupon for a
dollar
burger.
This wasn't even April 1st. It wasn't even April Fool's Day.
Do you remember when McDonald's would do the 29-cent hamburgers?
29 cent hamburgers and 39 cent cheeseburgers. That was glorious.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Whataburger locations, Kyle. We're going to look at this. There are like 1,000 locations here. So we got Alabama. Oh, wait, hold on. All states. We got Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. So it's the South. If you're below a certain latitude, that's where you can get Whataburgers.
Australians are doing just fine then.
In America, Kyle.
Okay.
The logo looks like Wonder Woman.
Wonder Burger.
Mm. There you go.
So old. Hey, I'm ready to move on. Thank you for upvoting them. I'm going to upvote that as well. Move on to a record of the day. Kenny, each day, we scour the internet looking for people willing to take on world records that nobody cares about. Nobody cares about. I do have it.
Nobody cares.
That's right. Nobody cares about these records, but we do. We're going to tell you about them. And right now, I'm going to actually update you before we go too far here.
Okay.
So the record for the longest time spinning a clothes hanger was reported on Wednesday's show.
Yeah, it was like 17 minutes, right?
And it has been broken.
Yeah!
Already! this was broken by Pavel Durdik, who spun a clothes hanger on his finger for 28 minutes.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
I wonder if he was... I think I would... focus better if I was closing my eyes and not watching it happen.
Yeah, you know okay. What I mean? Yeah, just do it by feel.
Yeah, exactly.
I cut off my sight sense, and then I could heighten my touch sense.
Still, it's just that repetitive motion. I don't know if I could do it. I'd wear
headphones or earmuffs to cut off that sense too.
Just like put on some really intense clothes hanger trance music and get down. Yeah, something at what do you think you spin a clothes hanger at? How many beats per minute?
Like 180.
Wow, that's fast. The slower, though, the better, because you might be slower. Able to you can make that spin last a lot longer. But that's not what we're talking about today. Okay. I'm going to tell you about the real. Yeah, just an update. Boop, 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 boop. It's an update for the record of the day. Here's today's record, though, Kenny. This is the record for the most potatoes held in a hand.
One hand?
One hand.
Okay.
Since it's Food Friday, we gotta tie this all together. Most potatoes held in a hand has been broken in Slovakia on March 27th by Peter Durdick. Hey, they have the same
Wait
name.
Wait a second.
They have the same last name.
Are these guys related?
Potentially.
Is this a conspiracy?
Peter actually held 27 potatoes in his hand at once.
What kind of potatoes are these?
These are russet, I believe.
Okay, 27 though.
Yeah, 27. I mean,
I've got some pretty big hands.
I don't know
if I could do 27 though.
I think he was holding some fingerlings.
All right, moving on.
So here are the previous record holders for holding potatoes. So 27, current record. Peter broke it a number of times, from all the way from 18 to 27. Wow. But before that, it actually started at 11. So we could start slow and try and get as many dead ferrets into your hands as possible.
Oh, gosh. From the makers of dead ferrets, potatoes.
Yum. They taste exactly the same.
Oh, gosh.
Move on.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's just a good one right there.
I know. It's really good. So there you go. That is today's record of the day.
All right, now which one would you vote for? Oh, okay. We're going on the Food Friday.
Why'd you have to do that?
Because we're supposed to vote on Friday, which is the record of the week.
But we only had two.
Yeah, but we can choose one or the other.
Okay, you want to go back? We can go back.
Yeah, let's go back.
Okay. Restarting that whole, restarting the egg machine here.
All this is staying in the episode.
Okay, perfect. Which one do you like?
I'm going to go with the clothes hanger. Just for the fact that this guy broke it by another 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That is very impressive. I want to see someone break the hour mark in the next month.
I think you should attempt. Personally.
I'll attempt. Not right now, though.
You're going to go plastic?
While I'm watching The Force Awakens.
You're going to go wood or plastic?
I'll go with the plastic.
Okay. I think
like
that's
full on plastic.
Yeah.
So if I like spin it and knock myself in the head, mm-hmm. it's not that damaging. Still kind of damaging, but especially if I'm listening to that techno and just like whipping it around. Boots and pants and boots and pants and boots mm-hmm. and pants.
Yeah, so that's what you're hanging up. That's what you have so many boots and pants to hang up.
Who hangs up boots?
They're floppy boots.
Oh, what? Now we can move on, Kyle.
All right. Let's look at what we've got for Food Friday.
I'm with my crew, and we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Hey, I forgot to go get something. Can you pause?
Yeah, Kyle, go ahead and I'll entertain our listeners.
Please do. Tell me a little bit about some food news, Kenny.
All right, Kyle, I'm gonna hit this first one here. Krispy Kreme in Japan is now stuffing their warm donuts with ice cream. In the decision that made this century the best century, I think, the type of ice cream filled donut was made famous by our buddies over at After Ice Cream. I don't know what that means. And while you might see the concept duplicated at little donut shops here and there, one of the big boys finally came in and tried their hand at the popular donut. Starting April 13th, Krispy Kreme Japan will be dishing out something called the cool crispy sandwich, which doesn't look very crispy, but sure looks like a milky bun.
Yeah.
I don't know what a milky bun is.
You've never had a milky bun?
I've never had a milky bun.
You've never had a milky bun?
No milky buns for me, Kyle.
No, but I'm pretty sure you have milky buns. But
gross. But anyway, Kyle, the low-key knockoff will sell for about, in American dollars, it's a $3.75 for a split Krispy Kreme donut filled with ice cream and fruit, looks like.
That's not bad. I like, yeah, the idea of putting fruit in there. I've seen the ones, the milky buns, as you called them.
I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah.
That's cereal and sprinkles and stuff that they got in there.
It's just, nah. I would do fruit. I would totally do fruit.
Well, the milky buns look less appetizing than this Krispy Kreme promotional image.
Oh, they're not. I just hope that they're not appetizing at all. They do not look good. When you get them, there's no.
I feel like this is not going to be something that they make in house. This is going to be a pre-made object. Like it comes with the donuts and the ice cream all together at once.
Oh, like packaged and wrapped up.
But it does say between two warm donuts.
Yeah, the donuts are warm. See, that's the whole Milky Bun allure, I guess.
Right.
The buns are warm, or the whatever.
Ice cream is cool.
The donut is warm. The ice cream is cool. Then they like press it together, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just mostly curious to see if you had a Milky Bun, but in fact you had not. So I'm back. Oh, we're here
with the food.
Yeah. So we received something. This is serious business. We received something in the mail, Kenny. Mail for this show.
We did.
We did. I did. So all I can tell you what it is. It came directly to me as my my address was available for this individual. Mm-hmm. The Heraldina keyboard has sent us something. I have not opened it yet. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm gonna open it.
Open it live. Hey.
This is Stonewall Kitchen Maple Bacon Onion Jam.
Maple Bacon Onion.
Maple Bacon Onion Jam. This sounds amazing. Now,
are you going to open it and just dig in?
I'm going to dig in. It's kind of cold. It's a little cold because it's just been, out on the counter. Uh-huh. And it's got a robust flavor.
Wait, you already tasted it?
And I have to enjoy it by May 10th, 2017. Oh. So we've got a while, but I'm going to try it right now. I'm going to crack into it. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Hey, that means it's fresh. Right there. Is it fresh?
It's really fresh, but it smells... It smells like this studio smells, but condensed into a jar. So it's really strong.
Are you telling me you smell like maple bacon and onions?
I definitely do. I mean, gross. maybe. Well, they're I smell like onions.
April Fool's wife.
Just deal with it. Listen. So this is a. This is a jam, of course. So it is gelatinous.
Ah, okay.
It's in a small jar, but it's got some sweet brown sugar, some apples, some shallots.
Great. No, eat it.
Bits of real bacon. I need a utensil. Can I use a train whistle?
yeah. Dip the train whistle, and then use the train whistle to eat the jam. Are you okay? I think I was gonna die.
I don't recommend just biting it.
This is the best part of the show. Kyle choking to death and me just laughing and laughing.
I'm trying not to cough.
Wow. So you just dug in there, huh?
It's very sweet. Very salty and sweet. Kind of all together. It's like if I could take one bite of a meal that you've put down a garbage disposal. you take the entire meal and you put it through a meat grinder.
Yeah.
That's what this tastes like.
All right. Okay. So,
this is great.
Wait, you just said what? Now,
this is 11.75 ounces, and I'm pretty sure I ate like 0.05 ounces of this. So I've got to find
an ounce.
Yeah, I've got to find a
0.05.
Yeah, 0.05.
Okay.
A single percentage point of an ounce.
20th of an ounce.
So I've got to find a way here. It says perfect for making quick appetizer sauces or enjoying with cheese, which would, that sounds amazing.
Oh, that does sound really good.
I would not recommend putting this straight onto toast. Pancakes would be interesting.
That would be pretty good.
Just a little splash of maple bacon onion jam onto a pancake. Sourdough pancakes. National Sourdough Pancake Onion Bacon Jam Day. Mmm. Sounds great. So thank you, Harold. This is interesting. I need to send one to you.
He says in the chat room, he says there's another one in there for me.
Yeah, there is, but I might just eat it.
No, don't eat mine.
I'm sorry. Too zesty for you?
Mm. Well, too oniony, maybe.
A little bit. I kind of want to open the jar. I closed the jar, but I kind of want to open it again.
To take another bite?
To take another whiff, mostly.
Okay. Like, wake yourself up?
Yeah, here we go. I'm gonna blast through a couple of other exciting news from the week of food, Kenny. So thank you, Harold. I appreciate that. This is lovely. It's also very heavy. This is an incredibly heavy jar. So I'm excited to use it for my own maple bacon jam. In the future. Auntie Anne's has introduced a new matcha green tea cheesecake pretzel. No other information other than that. It's, I guess, to match up with their green tea smoothies and green tea iced here.
Uh-huh.
Do you like that joke? This
must be another Japanese food.
It is. It's
because the pretzel rolls they'll be sold for 420 yen.
That's right.
Or 375, the same price as your Krispy Kreme donut.
That's right. This will only last, by the way, if you're in Japan, this will only last until May 31st. So go try it. And
maybe
the thing I do want to try real bad. Real bad is the Burger King hot sauce infused buns called the Angry Whopper.
Oh man.
So the buns themselves, this is regular old Whopper right off the regular old Whopper block. but this has got a flame grilled patty, thick bacon, American cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, crispy onion petals, jalapenos, mayo, and a spicy angry sauce. Now, the main visual difference, other than those items I mentioned, are the red buns. We had milky buns, and now we've got red buns, which sounds like an average day in the Roderick household.
And it's red buns. And we know from past experiences with Burger King with their colored buns, the black buns turned your excrement into a green hue.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
I wonder what the red will do. I really hope it doesn't come out red because that would be a terrible visual.
Nah, they probably use beet juice anyway, you know? Which is definitely, you always forget you eat beets and then you remember and it just hits you.
Now, are you going to, are you going to wash this down with a surge drink made into a frozen slushy?
Oh, what? Yes.
And then you have some jalapeno chicken fries.
Oh, my. Wait, Burger King is... Burger King's serving a surge, frozen surge. What? Oh, I need this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
oh, I forgot. Yeah. They're doing hot dogs now.
Oh, that's right. Let's go get all of this.
All right, let's go to Burger King today.
Oh, my goodness. I need that so much in my life. Please. You can find, I guess, our food eating antics over at Morning Show AM on Twitter. I may potentially have this angry whopper and be angry with myself later.
Please update on everything.
Absolutely.
How about that?
You can find all of the things that we talked about today over at goodstuff.fm, where you can also find a bunch of other great shows. So please go check it out today. You can email us if you've got questions, concerns, complaints, other stuff you want us to talk about. Kyle@goodstuff.fm. I've never given that email out. So there you go. Send that one.
Whoa.
Just send us something. You can send me a mic drop. I don't know. Just send me anything.
Don't send a mic drop. I think they removed that feature.
Mm-hmm. You might still have it. Just don't reload. Don't reload.
Okay. All right. Don't reload the page.
Please rate this show on iTunes if you would. It will help people find the show. And we just want to know what you think, really. We've got 1 4-star review. And that's
really sad.
That's very sad. Incredibly sad. All of the others are 5 stars. So it's like, what are you doing? You're just doing that to be different, aren't you? Aren't you? What's wrong with you? It's fine. What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't even know. Probably watching The Force Awakens like 100 times.
100 times. I don't even think you can fit that in. Okay. All right. Well, good luck.
1,000 times. I'm just going to load it on a bunch of different devices and have those all count for multiple watchings.
You know, I would love...
Phone, iPad, laptop, TV.
All at once.
All the time.
Be sure to scrabble them all. You can, yes, indeed. Follow Kenny. He's Pizza Robotics on Twitter. I'm Kyle Roderick. The show's Morning Show AM. Please follow us. A gigantic thank you to Feed Press for supporting this episode, as they always do. And we'll be back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend and goodbye.
See you guys.